Hare Krishna, dear devotees, glorious to Srila Prabhupada. I always have to ask this question if you can hear me. And yes, okay. Because the microphones sometimes don't establish their connection immediately and I have to play with them. do you see a poll or did you see a poll? When you logged on today, a little sheet?
Yes.
Asking, yes? Okay. That's my just my short announcement before we begin. If you can answer the questions on that poll, as many answers that apply, it will help me to better understand how I should schedule my sessions after November 1st. This is specifically for North America only. I'm not changing my time for East Europe because they don't change their clocks in Russia anyways, and we don't change our clocks in India, so everything will remain the same. But for North America, one of those two times is presented on the poll, and please just fill that out, and it'll help me to gain a better understanding how to proceed when we change the clocks, or when you change the clocks, I should say, at the beginning of November. That's my short announcement. We'll begin with Brihad Bhagavatamrita, second volume, chapter 4, and today's verses are 62, 63, and I think we'll also do 64, 65. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maha Maha Chitra Vichitra Geha Dvara Pradeshan Atigamya Vegat Shriman Mahala Pavarasya Madhye Prasada Vargai Parashi Vitangrim Prasadam Ekam Vividhai Mahata Purai Vishishtam Parashi Mayatai Prapto Hamaditya Sudang Sukoti Kantim Mano Lochana Vritti Chodam. Translation. I passed rapidly through many districts, wonderfully splendid, with all kinds of houses and gates, and then I entered the most excellent transcendental neighborhood. There I came to one palace, at whose feet many others stood in attendance, a palace distinct, overflowing in greatness, where excellence seemed to reach its highest limit. Radiant like millions of suns and moons, it captured my mind and my eyes. Commentary. Smaller palaces on all sides faced that grand one like servants surrounding their master. That palace, diverse in effulgence, like millions of suns and moons, lured Gopakumar's eyes and mind into captivity, enslaving their functions in reverence to the Lord's opulence. And we'll do the next one also. Tarantari Ratnavara Lilasat Suvarna Singhasana Rajamurdhani Sujata Kantamala Hangsa Tuliko Paripasana Krishak Chandra Sundaram Medupadanam Nijavam Kaksha Kaponina Kamya Sukopavishtam Vaikuntanatam Bhagavantam Arad Apasyamagre Navayavanesham. Within that palace, I saw before me, at a distance, the personality of Godhead, Lord of Vaikuntha. He sat at leisure on the best of royal thrones, a golden throne shimmering with the glow of many jewels. The cushion on which he sat was of swan-white cotton, fine, attractive, spotlessly clean, and the soft, handsome bolster on which he leaned his left elbow and upper arm appeared like the full moon cleansed of its spots. He was the presiding lord of blossoming youth. Commentary. Since the entrance hall of Lord Narayan's palace stretched a long way, Gopakumara's first glimpse of the Lord was from a distance. But there the Lord was sitting happily right in front of him, on a throne with cushions white as a full moon, washed of its spots. Although he is the original person, he seemed ageless, as if in the prime of youth. He displays his opulences however he chooses, and so forever displays a youthful beauty that is among the most attractive of his opulences. Om Agyana Timirandasya Garanjana Savakaya Chaksho Unmiritam Dena Tazvashi Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bangam Langayate Garim Yakipa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurun Dinataro Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pacharane Niravashesha Shanyavari Pastachade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarha Shivasiri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For those who joined late, please answer the questions on the poll that you probably saw when you joined the session. I'm not going to make a full announcement. It's self-explanatory. So, our last verse on Saturday, we spoke about special features of Lord Narayan, which were not manifest on his eternal associates in Vaikuntha. And we're going to continue to talk about his features since they are referred to in these two verses that we are four verses, which we just read. First, just to summarize, Gopakumara, we're finally inside the gates, and Gopakumara observed, after passing through all the required gates, a very beautiful palace before him, and this palace was surrounded by so many other opulent palaces. And sorry, I just saw something by Lakshmimurti. It popped up and disappeared, and I didn't have time to read it. Should I unmute you? No. Something wrong about the poll?
You give the option of being able to attend or not able to attend. And the devotees here would only be able to attend on the weekend, on Saturday, but not on the weekdays, because that's the time of our Bhagavatam class. So All the devotees that are there would be conflicted whether to go to your program or the Bhagavatam class.
I see. Even if it's at 6:15?
Our class is from 6 to 7 a.m.
Oh, and I see. So if it was from 5:15 to 6:15, it'd still be conflicted. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it would have to be an hour later because we go backwards in fall.
Yes. So if I do it at the same time, it would be starting at, oh, I see. It would be starting at 6:15 instead of 7:15.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay. All right, I'll take that into account. You can mute now. The palaces. The palace was the best he's seen yet, the most opulent he's seen yet, the most effulgent he's seen yet, and therefore, please, please don't distract me. If there's another issue besides the options that were given in the poll, make a note of it and put it in the chat session, and I'll include it in the poll on Saturday. Okay? Because we have plenty of time. We have 2 weeks. That takes care of everything. And this time, the palace that he saw was more radiant than millions of suns and moons. And as he said, it totally captured his mind and his eyes. Then, as he entered the palace, it was a long hallway. He looked off in the distance, and he saw the throne. It was with a cushion, swan white, attractive, spotlessly clean, handsome bolsters, and how he was sitting. And then what he made note of, and which I'll speak a little bit about, is that his features in particular were very attractive to him. And in the commentary, it explains also that he displays his opulences however he chooses, and so forever displays a youthful beauty that is among the most attractive of his opulences. Now, as we know, Krishna's opulences, of the six opulences, one of them is his beauty. And the Supreme Lord displays his opulences as described here. In Vaikuntha, he displays his opulences, which are most suit the situation, each situation that he's in. He displays his opulences in Vaikuntha in a particular way. He displays his opulences in Dwarka in a particular way. He displays his opulences in Ayodhya in a particular way. And however he displays his opulences, then his purpose behind display of his opulences is because it's pleasing to his devotees, because the devotees are attractive to a particular form of the Lord. And this is a point we spoke about yesterday, and we've spoken about it before, we've touched upon it, but I want to bring this point up in relationship to this particular topic because it's very relevant. And that is, we had previously described how the Lord appears in different forms according to the mood of the worshiper. Not only does the Lord appear in different forms according to the mood of the worshiper, but the devotees themselves appear in different forms. And previously we talked about those forms. We spoke about them yesterday in more detail, I believe, than we spoke in the English session. And that was Narada Muni's response to Gopakumar later, when Gopakumar was a little bit apprehensive and a little bewildered about all that he saw and all the different forms that he saw at the gates of Vaikuntha. And Narada Muni, understanding Gopakumara's bewilderment, and he explained about the nature of the forms of the devotees. And he described in that description how the devotees, when they enter Vaikuntha, they accept a particular form which was in accordance with the mood of their worship when they perfected their lives and gave up their bodies before entering Vaikuntha. So, and he explained all different options or categories, and he gave examples. He said, for example, those who worship Lord Ramachandra, they had their Sarupya Mukti was that they had a form similar to Lord Ramachandra's, which was a human form. Not that they had the same form as Lord Ramachandra, but they had a human form. Those who worshipped, and he gave as an example, Lord Kapila Muni, and who were perfected their lives and became purified completely and qualified to enter in Vaikuntha because of their absorption in that worship of that particular form, they, Sarupya Mukti was the form of a Muni. And therefore they adopted a particular form which closely resembled Kapila Muni. Of course, they also explained that for those who didn't have a particular form, which was their total object of meditation, then for them, they accepted the form of the Lord, which was accessible to everyone, the Lord of Lord Narayan, the forearm form, and whose description we gave on Saturday, his bodily features, and of course, minus the Srivatsa and minus the Kastuba jewel, but everything else was similar. They adopted a particular form which was similar to Lord Narayan. And he also gave other examples. He said, for instance, for those who are worshippers of Lord Parashuram, their Sarupya Mukti is that they accepted the form of a Rishi. Those who are worshippers of Kurma, they did not accept the form the same as Lord Kurma, but they accepted the form of a tortoise. Those who worshipped Matsya, that was their particular meditation, their mood of worship. They accepted a form of a fish. Yes, we've already described Lakshmani, why are you so astonished? We've already described previously that in Vaikuntha, there's birds, there's insects, there's worms, there's monkeys, all forms of animals, and the residents of Vaikuntha, they accept a form. Some other forms they accept, and they change those forms. Some forms they keep. The variety is unlimited, and each of those forms is either a form of the Lord, which they have worshipped, similar to that form which they worship, or it's a form that is pleasing to the Lord. We even gave the example yesterday that some of the Vaikunthavasis accepted forms of demons. Now, why would they accept forms of demons? Now, they accept forms of demons, and the point is very clearly made. They accept forms of demons, but they don't accept mentalities of demons. They're liberated devotees. But the forms of demons, just so happens demons give the Lord pleasure because he likes to fight with demons. And even Jai and Vijay took forms of demons in order to give pleasure to the Lord because he likes to fight. So even forms of demons may be accepted in Vaikuntha. And as we've already established again and again repeatedly, that we should not look upon these forms. And we even quoted a reference yesterday that was in the commentary to the verse we read, which is very similar to the expression well known in English, that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, which for the Lord, he sees, and the examples we've given, like Lord Ramachandra, who sees Hanuman as so beautiful, and Jambavan was given as another example. Although they have forms of monkeys, to the Lord, they were very beautiful. So, therefore, of their own choice, they want to accept a form which gives pleasure to the Lord, because that's their purpose. It's the only purpose, is to give pleasure to the Lord. So all of these forms exist. Now, we just read how Gopakumar was particularly attracted to what appeared to be a very beautiful, youthful feature of the Lord. And if we take into consideration what we just described, that the devotee accepts a form which is the object of his worship and meditation, then it very clearly explains why Gopakumar looks like a young, youthful, attractive cowherd boy. It's obvious. Although it doesn't really fit in Vaikuntha, and the Vaikunthavasis tried to convince, as we explained before, they tried to convince Gopakumar, hey, let's make a few adjustments for you. And Gopakumar was very resistant to the idea of adjusting to their suggestions, very friendly, affectionate, not pushing, not demanding in any way, recommendations that there's another form that you can accept, but Gopakumar wasn't so inclined. Why? Because for Gopakumar, his bodily form was a sarupya mukti of the object of his meditation, so to speak. And therefore, he was having a very young, attracted, youthful form of a cowherd boy. So when he saw Lord Narayan, although he did see forearms, he did see, you know, the bracelets and the jewels, the kastuba, shivatsa, and everything else, he saw that. That's what appeared before him. And that description is coming up in the next coming verses. But he particularly was attracted to the youthful beauty of this worshipful Lord. Now, another very important point This, of course, before we even get to that point, we also, that this commentary describes, the Lord displays his opulences as he chooses. And he can display his opulences in one way, as we described before in Vaikuntha, in a different way in Ayodhya, in a different way in Dwarka. And of course, he displays his opulences in a very sweet way in Goloka. But he is always free to display his opulences according to the mood of the devotees he's with. If the devotees are attracted to, when we say opulences, we tend to think of, we describe six opulences of the Lord, Bhagavan, and in Dwarka, he specifically displays his opulences, and in Vaikuntha, his opulences of wealth and his opulences of beauty. So why? Because he's very eager to satisfy those who worship him and who want to see him in that way. And the Lord is Akila Rasa Mita Sindhu. He's an ocean of rasa. And he's very eager to adopt whatever opulences and display whatever features which will be pleasing to the devotees he's with. And as we know, that's why his features that he displays in Goloka are just specifically according to the mood of the residents of Goloka Vrindavan. And the residents of Goloka Vrindavan are so much attracted by his flute, attracted by his beautiful youth, attracted by all of his beautiful qualities, sweet qualities, which are his opulences in Goloka. But in Vaikuntha, we see that he displays the opulences of fancy jewelry and gold and so many different types of ornaments and living in palaces and jewels, so many jewels that are there. And this all suits the purpose of his pastimes in Vaikuntha. Now, the devotees see the Lord in that way, and the Lord reciprocates accordingly. And what's going to be revealed very shortly is that Gopakumar, he's walking in, he sees this beauty of the Lord, he sees this youthful feature of the Lord. He's very attracted to this youthful feature of the Lord. And when he comes in and sees him a little closer, he thinks that this is the most beautiful form I've ever seen. He's very attracted to the form. But when he's thinking in that way, and then what happens is that in due course of time, it's going to be displayed, it's going to be described, he sees Lord Narayan as a cowherd boy. He sees Lakshmi and Dharani, his consorts, as Radharani and Chandravali. And he sees the Lord's companions who are assisting him as cowherd boys. And obviously when he sees that, he understands that Gopal. And in fact, what happens when he sees the Lord, he begins running to the Lord, his arms outstretched, and he says, "Oh, Gopal, the Lord of my life, Gopal, Gopal." And then what happens is all the associates of Lord Narayan are standing around, and they stop him and say, "Wait a minute, where are you going? What's all this familiarity?" Because he completely forgot what the Vaikunthavasis told him. He says, "When you go in, make sure you keep your hands folded. Make sure you look first at the Lord's lotus feet. Make sure you offer suitable prayers. You know, bow down," and all this. But he lost it. He saw what was most attractive in his heart, and he began running. "Gopal, Lord of my life!" And they stopped him and said, wait a minute, you can't do that here. and he fell to the ground and fell unconscious. And then he turned to consciousness, he opened his eyes, and he saw the Lord before him, manifested in this forearm form. So it's explained, and Narada Muni explained to Gopal Kumara later on in this explanation that we touched upon, that the Lord, you'll be satisfied in Vaikuntha. This is the topmost place, and it's the supreme abode, and the Lord will even appear to you in the form which is most suitable to you, in that form, and you'll see that form, and you'll feel some satisfaction in your heart. And Gopal Kumar experienced that satisfaction. It kept him going for some time. But what happened is, what was missing was the friendly exchanges. He wanted to see the friendly exchanges between his Madan Gopal and his friends. And although he saw the forms, he didn't see the friendly exchanges. And that was in his heart, that was something that was missing for him. And then he's described that as he walked around and he looked at the gardens throughout Vaikuntha, sometimes he would see in those gardens, he would see cows and see cowherd boys. And they would come and they would prepare before him. But then they would go away. They wouldn't stay there continuously. And what happened to Gopal Kumara was that during these times when he was experiencing that I'm missing these friendly relationships I expected to see between Gopal and his friends. And not only was he missing to see those friendly relationships with others, he was describing it in his meditation. In his meditations, and while he was chanting his mantra, sometimes Gopal would embrace him, something that Narayan just didn't do. He would embrace him lovingly, affectionately. Gopal would hold him in his embrace, and even affectionately, he would kiss him. And something was missing. Something was missing, and Narada Muni detected that. But the point that I'm making is that why was Gopal Kumara so attractive to this beautiful form? It was a beautiful form. It was an ever-youthful form. There was something about that form, although it wasn't the complete form that he would see all the time, but there was something there that captivated his heart. But what was missing was more than just the form, was the exchanges. So Narada Muni will, and I wanted to read this part later in this chapter. Narada Muni says to Gopakumar, first Gopakumar says, after hearing my whole story, because what happened? Narada saw Gopakumar, saw something in his heart, and although there's no anxiety in Vaikuntha, right? Vaikuntha means without anxiety. And but still, he was even the anxiety that Gopakumar was feeling was not the kind of, it wasn't Kunta. It wasn't the anxiety of the material world by any means. it was a hankering. A hankering because it was a perception in Narada Muni that in Gopakumar's heart, something was missing. So he says, after hearing my whole story, Narada sighed a little, glanced around, drew me near, and compassionately spoke to me in a soft voice. Narada said, by a chain of logical reasoning, you have concluded that nothing is higher to achieve than this abode. And you are certainly correct. The truth cannot be other than this. Even so, you desire to see with your own eyes the same pleasure pastimes of the Lord you worship that appear to you in meditation. You want to see those pastimes here in Vaikuntha and in full detail. Now, he's saying this because what happened to Gopakumar is that he described to Narada Muni everything he had seen. And Narada Muni, of course, was also present and saw everything he had seen. And then he also described how somehow, and we spoke about this before, I'm not going to go into the whole details, but how the Lord left momentarily. He left momentarily, and when he left momentarily, everybody in Vaikuntha was, where'd he go? And as we explained before, where he went is he went to Gokul, he went to Mathura. And for them, it seemed like just for a moment. But but as we spoke before, that when the Lord goes to Mathura, when he descends, he takes all his different expansions with him from all these other places, from Vaikuntha, from Dwarka, from Ayodhya. They all go with him. And because it's Lord Vasudev who does the killing of the demons, and it's not Krishna who does the killing of the demons. Krishna doesn't kill demons. So all these forms of the Lord in Vaikuntha, they descend within Krishna's body. And during that moment, because for them it's just a moment, where'd he go? And even this was painful for Gopakumar. And not only was it painful, but as he discovered, he couldn't even talk about it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Because, anyways, we already talked about this before. We won't go into all the detail. So, Sri Narada Muni is saying, even so, you desire to see with your own eyes the same pleasure pastimes of the Lord you worship that appear to you in meditation. You want to see those pastimes here in Vaikuntha and in full detail. In a commentary, while practicing meditation on his mantra, Gopakumar would see in his mind Lord Madan Gopal and his unique pastimes. Narada knew that Gopakumara's unfulfilled ambition was to see those same pastimes in Vaikuntha, to see them with his own eyes and experience them fully. Next verse. Those pastimes give even the Lord himself the greatest pleasure. They enchant the heart, but only by a special kind of love can they be perceived. They are the most confidential mystery. One can approach them only with the highest degree of prema, like that of the residents of Raj. Surely those pastimes can never be seen by persons like me. It is in a certain world, somewhere above all others, that those pastimes are to be seen, enchanting the Lord's devotees. But by your bhakti for the Lord of the creation, you have come to Vaikuntha. How can you see those pastimes here? And that's, we also quoted before, where specifically Sanatana Goswami says that in his commentary, Gopakumara, his interest aroused, wants to know where he can see the supreme pastimes of the Lord. Narada answers that those pastimes are going on in a particular place above every other material and spiritual world. Since that unique place is most secret, Narada cannot show it to Gopakumara at once. Gopakumara will have to earn his entrance. He should not expect to see those pastimes in Vaikuntha, because in the world where those pastimes go on, the mood of the Lord's devotees differs from the predominant Vaikuntha mood of awe and reverence. In that higher world, the most intimate friendship with the personality of Godhead prevails. A devotee can attain that world only by knowing the Supreme Lord in loving friendship. The next verse is only one more verse. How can this greatest secret be revealed here in Vaikuntha, where the extreme limit of the Lord's all-powerful opulence is displayed? So Narada Muni detects Gopakumara's despondency. He detects his despondency. And he knows that it's completely spiritual. He knows that it's completely suitable. He knows that it's completely attainable. And he knows, and he'll reveal this later, that Gopakumara has everything required to get it. Everything required to get it. He even says that to Gopakumara. You have everything required to get it. Why? Because you don't give up the object of your meditation. Therefore, Narada Muni gave him full assurances. Yes, you have to earn it, but you've got what it takes to earn it. You've got what it takes. So Gopakumara is revealing this to the Mathura Brahman, because this whole story is Gopakumara's discussion to the Mathura Brahman, and therefore making him, by his own personal story, fully qualified, as explained in the very beginning by Sanatana Goswami in his commentaries. Ordinarily, the guru doesn't talk about himself and give a whole story about himself as his means for enlightening his disciple. But Gopakumara, understanding the Mathura Brahman and understanding his own experiences, his everything about himself, he understood that by revealing his story completely to the Mathura Brahman, and he used his whole story, because everything is there. Siddhanta is there. The Lord's words are there. The blessings of the Vaishnavas are there. Everything. The spiritual world is there. Everything is revealed. And of course, as we described before, that even if one has the opportunity to hear the whole spiritual world revealed by the words of the self-realized guru, still the candidate has to qualify himself and earn the right to realize it by dint of his own surrender. That was the whole essence of our previous discussion on that topic. So Gopakumar is doing this to the mature Brahman. He's revealing all of this. He's revealing his whole story. And what is he doing? He's awakening within the heart of the mature Brahman. Why? Because the mature Brahman is chanting that same mantra. That same mantra that he also received. The same mantra, which was the Gopal mantra, which was the object of that meditation of that mantra, was Lord Madan Gopal. And he's helping the mature Brahman to fully realize and to understand that this is the object of your meditation in the mantra that you're chanting. Come with me on this amazing journey and realize for yourself the glories of Goloka Vrindavan and the glories of Lord Madan Gopal. And therefore, Narada Muni understands Gopakumara's qualification, says, you have what it takes. And because of your meditation, and because not only that, but it has been alluded many times throughout this journey, because of your faithful worship of the mantra given to you by your spiritual master. And many times he spoke about it himself, and many times also referred to by Lord Shiva and many other Narada Muni, other persons who also reiterated that point to Gopakumar. Because of your faithful chanting of that mantra, and because even though when you were in so many different places where you could have been easily distracted by the opulences, by the mentality of the people, and by the consciousness of the people you were associating with, you always went back and took shelter of that mantra and didn't give it up. So, such an enlightening story, Gopakumara. it's the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. There's so much to realize, and every time we open up more verses and hear more discussions between Narada Muni, Gopakumara, and the mature Brahman, we see there's so many subtle facets. It's like a jewel, with a multifaceted jewel that no matter how you turn it, it's brilliant. And these descriptions, how no matter how much, there's always more to realize. As soon as you think, even just today, I was thinking. Yesterday, I was describing about the features of those who accept Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha. And we were specifically describing how they accept the form, which is the object of their worship and meditation. And as I was reading that today, it realized to me that, yes, this is why Gopakumara has this form. They have their tortoise forms, their fish forms, their rishi forms, their muni forms, their human forms, their demigod forms. They have all these different forms, but this is why Gopakumara has his cowherd boy form, because it's so obvious. And that's why the Lord appeared to Gopakumara and showed him his cowherd boy form. And Lakshmi and Dharani appeared to him as Radharani and Chandravali. And there he saw all his cowherd boy friends. He saw those forms. So yes, that was his so-called Sarupya Mukti. But as we already explained, something still was there. Something still was not there, I should say. As Narada Muni, being perfect, Prabhupada even says, he talks about in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, he said that he specifically speaks about Narada Muni. He's saying it being as good as the all pervasive super soul. He said that just like this, the spiritual master is like an Ayurvedic physician, that he can, and he says this about Narada Muni, he can put his fingers, immediately feel the pulse and understand the disease. And he says in the same way, Narada Muni, looking at Gopakumara, can immediately understand, put his fingers on, immediately feel the pulse, and he immediately could understand what was going on in Gopakumara's heart, and spoke to him in the most appropriate way, and then inspired him and encouraged him. Anyways, this is supposed to be a short class, and we're supposed to, it's Monday, dedicate some time to japa. So we'll end here, and we'll continue on Saturday with text 66. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaurava Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So I will end here. A request, humble request, if you have a option that doesn't fit in with the four options that I've given in the poll, because none of those apply for you, then please, now before I end the session, write something in the chat, either privately to me or publicly, doesn't make any difference, so that I can read it and I will include it in the next poll that I will present on Saturday. So we can end here. You can unmute your microphones, I think, if you like. And we can... And I should
away.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.